This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
The Burt Show.
I'm so excited about this segment because I love trying new ethnic foods like Chipotle and stuff.
I almost spit my water out. I was not prepared for that.
Jackson, our producer, has come in here guaranteed with foods that nobody in here has ever tasted before.
Well, I don't want to get ahead of myself because you might actually be familiar with a couple of these. Some might look a little bit familiar, but in honor of AAPI month this year, I decided to bring in some Korean snacks that I grew up eating.
For those that don't know what AARP is, tell them.
AAPI, get it right. Bert's a spokesperson for one, yes, and Jackson's a spokesperson for the
I tell you, I liked you way better when you weren't on the affection.
AAPI month is Asian American and Pacific Islander month. It's our heritage month that we get to kind of express and show some of our culture to people around us. And so today I've brought in some snacks. It will be a 6-course tasting menu.
Wow. Yo, Kristen asked, when he came in here with all these foods, Kristen literally asked, like, am I going to be pooping myself all day?
I used a different word for it, but yes, I wanted to make sure that, you know, when I go visit my son at preschool today for Mother's Day, that I'm not going to have to run to the kid potty to...
Now, the answer is probably. Not
okay.
Probably. You want to give us a percentage?
Well, one of the drinks is like a probiotic drink, so if you can go easy on that one. But I'll give you guys the heads up when we get there. I'm not requiring everyone to like everything that you eat today, but I would appreciate it if you tried everything.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
Okay. Like really funky in there. Like what's that show that used to be on where you had to taste the nasty ass foods? I think Joe Rogan used to.
Fear Factor.
Is there anything like that?
I did bring one kind of funky thing that Kristen was getting a little bit of a whiff of, but we'll save that one till the end. I think Mo, I saw a little face.
It's strong, bro.
we'll start light, okay? So the first one that I want y'all to try is the one that looks like it's kind of rolled up. It's a cracker.
It looks like a corn chip.
Yeah, it looks like a corn chip. Exactly, Mo. You see that?
Yeah. Mo just heard cracker.
Ooh. All right, ready?
This is what happens.
Here we go. One, two.
This one right here.
Yep.
Delish.
It tastes like a bugle that's got ranch seasoning on it.
Yes, it's delish.
That's a good description. The texture of it's fantastic. It is a turtle chip, and it's got those nice layers in it. I really love the texture of it. This is it's one of my all-time favorites because it's like a turtle shell.
Oh, okay. I thought
we were eating turtle?
Yes.
turtle soup is delicious, so.
Man, that's some racist stuff you just laid down right there.
Oh, Koreans must eat turtle.
You just called it a turtle chip, and I'm like, is there essence of turtle?
That tracks.
Turtles don't like black people, remember? So I don't care.
This is payback.
Did you not know that? No.
There was a whole thing when they would put turtles next to like black sneakers and white sneakers, and the turtle would walk past the white sneaker but head bump the black sneaker every time.
Maybe it was fist bumping.
No. It's because a majority of the predators in the wild for turtles are black, so they automatically go for black.
I'll never look at turtles the same. They're all
black. Imagine me.
You just can't catch a break.
I'm team tortoise now.
All right, next up, the twisty one that has a little bit of like a glaze shine to it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, these are good.
It was kind of like a little bit like a crispy churro.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Kristen eats her stuff. Has she got like 18 mics around her?
It's ASMR.
Yeah. You do tend to do that when you eat your granola and stuff like that in the morning also. It's in my ear. It's totally in my ears.
Oh, well, deal.
So that one is a honey twist snack.
Really can nice. I have another one?
It's lovely.
Of course, everything that's on the plate, feel free to eat.
I want
to
put
plenty
it
of extras
in a bowl with milk and eat it like cereal. Yeah.
All righty, next up.
That's funny, we had two different thoughts. I was thinking about stirring a bourbon with it.
The stick that has what looks like chocolate on the outside of it.
What looks like chocolate?
Well,
it better be chocolate. It's chocolate.
Yeah, what is it?
It's chocolate.
Could be a thermometer.
So good. My husband loves these.
So this is, most people know these as Pocky Sticks. Those are actually Japanese. This is a Korean brand called Pepito. And so this is obviously a classic that a lot of people grew up on eating.
That's pretty good. Mm-hmm. I like that.
That one's nice. It's really light. It's like not super overpowering. It's kind of like a chocolate covered cracker of sorts.
Did Pepperidge Farm try to steal something like this? Because it feels like.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, it feels like back in the day.
It's like a tiny, tiny breadstick covered in chocolate.
Alrighty, next up we'll do the half crescent circle that you have.
Oh, that one that looks like a moon pie.
Yes, exactly.
This is going to be.
Is that marshmallow in the middle?
Oh, give it a shot.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, it's soft.
Dude, that's great.
Yummy, yummy.
Damn.
So very similar to a moon pie. This is called choco pie. This is also just an all-time classic, all-time favorite for kids.
Hmm.
Let me see that.
There you are. There's plenty more. I have a whole box of them.
That's good.
You're sweet tooth, man.
It's so good.
Man. All right, right now we're going to...
I can't believe you're pretty darn about it.
We're going to have a bit of a palate cleanser in the white cup that you guys have. There is a drink inside of there. It is not that one in the white cup.
Oh,
yep.
Okay.
Give that a sip. It's carbonated. It's caffeinated. I know it looks a little suspect, but...
Why is it milky?
Not a little.
Well,
it's my pee.
It looks like somebody made a donation at the sperm bank.
Why did you say that? Come on.
I was already struggling with it.
Sometimes the imagination is okay.
If it's that liquidy, there's an issue.
It's a little salty.
I feel like I'm on Fear Factor for real.
It's not bad. It's not bad.
It almost tastes lemony.
Yep.
Mo?
It's citrusy for sure.
It's delicious.
All right. So that's not bad.
This one's called Milkis, and it's like a yogurt-based carbonated drink. There's caffeine in it. This is like a super refreshing thing, especially if it's really cold, which I don't think y'all's is. But
it's good. Yeah, some ice.
That's good. I know that. I think it's in Japan. Milk is often seen as like a dessert item, almost, and a treat. Like there are milk candies and stuff. Is it similar in Korea? Because I'm only assuming because this is like a sweetened milk drink.
You know, interestingly, I feel like there's a lot of like yogurt and milky things in a lot of their like desserts, especially. So I could see the similarity there.
You don't like that?
I mean,
You don't like your fizzy lime lemon milk?
It's different.
I like it.
Let's do one more before we got to get in the entertainment.
Okay, one more before we get
trying to escape out of the pack.
Okay, well then, let's do that one. Right. So this the tube that kind of looks like a small ice pop, but is definitely not frozen.
Dude, all these are great.
That's delicious.
I got to go to meet a Korean.
This one is a jelly straw.
I love that.
Yeah, so it's basically like it's like better jello.
Yeah, it's a jello with a straw. Yeah.
Exactly. And it's a little like, it has like more of like a juice inside of it, so I feel like it's better than regular jello.
Yeah.
These are fantastic.
These are really good, bro.
Jimmy would love this.
Are there certain more popular like Korean stores than others that you could recommend around town?
Go to H Mart. That is like the tried and true go-to. They have, it's not just Korean stuff that you can find there. It is mainly a Korean grocery store, but you can find all sorts of international snacks and foods there.
Oh man, we should do this again on Monday with the same foods.
Yeah.
I was thinking,
The Burt Show.